hive. One morning, I woke up, wet and folded in the center of a black gyre. You couldn't keep me happy. Sometimes you'd speak from the outside or press your hand in the eye to streak black specks against my cheek. Other times, you'd release gold leaf until the air swelled brighter than a singing beehive. I told you, in Salon, my Aunt Shirley married a witch doctor who fed her hallucinogenic tinctures by hand, unsutured his voice from the barrels of his throat and threw it at her. Perhaps this is why I looked you in the eye for too long. Wasn't watching the way grains of sand began to obscure your face until even it became particulate. When I said schizophrenic, you laughed, widened your eye holes when I said ventriloquist. In the heart of the gyre, I found snakeskins and hands severed in the 90s by the Revolutionary United Front. You told me in every love story there must be something keeping the couple split. Bullshit, I said, and every now and then I'd spin songs above my head. I'd switch from Bloody Mary to Billie Holiday in an instant when I thought you weren't listening. And then, why are you so unhappy? You asked me. I could barely see your silhouette, pitching rum and ganja through the vortex. I buried them and hid alligator gall between my breasts. I could leave whenever I wanted, you said. But soon I started finding pieces of your face revolving everywhere I looked. A tooth, an iris, a bottom lip. My name came reeling towards me from a net of insects that said it was your mouth. There were so many, beating blood through their wings, claiming love, saying, drink this to press their stingers in my body.